Popeye likeness. I saw your wife left. Like, her car's not here, and I didn't have your number, so I didn't know how to, like, tell you. But I have to talk to you about some things that I saw when you were out of town last week. Yeah, I can come in. Is she coming back soon? Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I mean, not cool. I know she's out of town, but so I don't know how to tell you this, but I last week saw this guy coming in and out of your house. Yeah. I think he was there to see your wife. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I would guess you probably would suspect after a while. I felt like I had to tell you because, you know, my ex-husband cheated on me and I would want someone to tell me because I had to find out. But, yeah, I'm really sorry you had to find out this way. I don't understand, like, why people do that. You are so, so handsome. And you're always just such a really great neighbor. So, I don't really understand, you know, why that would happen. Yeah. You know, I feel like you deserve a woman who, you know, would treat you right. But I also think that you deserve revenge. I know you're too nice of a guy, but I just think back to, you know, my divorce, and my one regret was, like, I think not, you know, if someone would hit on me, I would be like, oh, I'm a married woman, you know? And I think that's like my regret, is that I didn't take the opportunities that I had when I very well could have, because he was fucking everything in town. And I just think, you know, you can have this over her. I mean, listen, I'd be willing to do that for you. I could maybe just get down on my knees. I mean, how could you say no? It's so tempting, isn't it? You should just do it. Get your revenge. You don't even have to fuck me. You can just take out even have to move. Just take it out. And I'll do all the work. Then it's like you're not even cheating. I'll be the one fucking you with my mouth. And you will have done everything right by your cheating, soon-to-be ex-wife. Oh, I get she doesn't deserve you. She doesn't deserve this. Every week, I'd watch you out my window. When you were mowing, not in a creepy way. It's just hard not to look. You're so fucking hot. That I saw. This solo guy pulling in. Weeks now, and I thought, oh, he must have a son visiting or something, but I realized you don't have a son. Oh, it's just some younger guy. Not your wife. Would have over. And I felt so not there. You should have a young piece of ass coming over. And I thought that I would take the next opportunity to be that hot. Young piece of ass for you. And suck your dick the way you deserve to have your dick sucked. Give your cum to the hot neighbor. Oh, You know, I am kind of sad that you didn't get to fuck me too. I even came over here with no panties on underneath my sundress. But, you know, you said she's gone the whole weekend, right? Good. We can have our own little pre-divorce celebration, can't we? Well, you know where to find me. Thank you, neighbor. And I'm sorry again about... Yeah, I guess it's not really a loss, is it?